Bezdar Mizbech, we begin Hilchos Shkalim, the laws of the Shkalim, which is the seventh out of the ten halachas in the Sefer Zman, Book of Designated Times, which mitzvah seseh achas, there's one positive commandment, vihim that is litin kol ish, that every single man should give machzis a shekel, half of the shekel, b'chol shana, every single year. Ubeir mitzvah zeh, the explanation of this mitzvah is beprokem elu, are in these four chapters, which the first three discussed regarding the giving and the elevating of the shkalim, and the perek dal discusses regarding the utility of the shkalim. And then we begin perek rishon, the first chapter, regarding the mitzvah of the giving of the shkalim. The drama gets a lachal regarding the mitzvah that to give the half of the shekel. Mitzvah is the same in the Torah. There's a positive commandment from the Torah, Litin Kol Ish Misrael, that every single Jewish man should give Machzis a shekel, B'chol Shana B'Shana, a half of a shekel every single year. And that's a fillah on the Amisparan, this Minat Stakachayv. Even a pauper who is provided from charity, he has this obligation. And Meshoyel Machem either has to borrow from others, or to even sell the garment on his shoulder, V'Nosin Machzis a shekel kesem, to give a half of a shekel of silver. Shlomik says the pasuk in Shmos, Ha'asher le'yaber, the wealthy person should not give more, but da le'yamet, and even the pauper should not give less, v'goymer, etc. Ve'ein enoisin b'pam rabbis, and you cannot give it in many different increments. Hayom ma'at, or l'mocha ma'at, today a little bit, tomorrow a little bit. El noisin kula ka'achas, you have to give it all as one, b'pam achas, in one time. Halacha beis, regarding the measurement of what is the shekel, to give a half of a shekel. So minyan kesef o'ama b'tayr. When we talk about kesef in the Torah, for example, ba'enis, when a man violates a woman, he has to give 50 kesef. Uba mafate, when he seduces, he has to give 50 kesef. Uba meitzi shema, when he spreads a bad name about the woman that he married, that she wasn't a virgin, he has to give 100 kesef. Uba harik evet, if someone has his ox that kills a slave, the owner has to pay kesef shleishim shkolim. So, whose shekel? When we talk about the kesef, it's a shekel hanema b'chamakam ha-Torah. It's the shekel that's mentioned throughout the whole Torah. U'mishkali, how much is the weight of a shekel? Shalosh meis ve'estrim sa'ira. It's 320 barley corns of silver. That weight is how much the shekel is. Now, kfar yisiv ha-chacham malav. The sage already added on a sixth of that weight. V'osu mishkali, and they made the new measurement of the weight of the shekel, according to the weight of how much this coin, which is called the seller in the times of the second Bais HaMikdash, and how much the weight of the seller that they increased the weight of the shekel to, is shalosh meis v'arba ushmeinim se'or beinanis, the size, the weight of 384 medium-sized barley corns. That weight in silver is the weight of the shekel. Now, hasela that we're discussing, this sela is arba dinarin. It's 4 dinarin, which is a different type of a coin. Vadinar is shesh moin, is 6 ma. Uma, hene kuzbemei Moshe Rabbeinu, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, was called a gera. Uma, he shnei punyan, is 2 punyan. Upunyan is shnei yisarin, is 2 yisarin. Upruta, and a pruta, is achas mishamayin of iser, is 1/8 of the iser. So nimza comes out, mishkal hama'a, the weight of the ma, which is b'ha gira, that's the gira, is shesh esri saris, are 16 barley coins of weight. U'mishkal ha'isr, and the weight of the isr is arba sa'iris, is 4 barley coins. U'mishkal ha'pruta comes out, the weight of a pruta is chat sa'ira, is a half of a barley corn. Now, halacha dal, and that's important to know, in general, regarding halacha, when you have to give that currency. Now there was another coin over there. Its weight was actually 2 slum. Obviously a very expensive coin because it was double that of the sela, which was called a darkin. Now, all these coins that we mentioned, when we explain the weight of every single one of them, that's what we evaluate in all places in halachot. We already explained them now, that I don't have to explain their weight in every single place. Here is the source, and then go and apply it every place when you have the halacha of, does it have to be a pruta, does it have to be an iser, a ma, a sela, how much it is, here is where we describe its weight. Halacha hey. Machzis shekel zu. This half of a shekel, mitzvah, it's mitzvah sheitin machzis matbeah shel eis hazman. So give half of the coin which is going in circulation at that time. I follow you. It's matbeah gadol mishekel kodesh. Even if that coin was bigger and then the holy shekel of what we just described before. But la'olam ein shekel pachis mechatzah shekel shoy b'meir Moshe Rabbeinu. But we never give less than a half of a shekel that was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Which its weight is, 160 barley corns, which is, like we said, half of the 200 and that we described before, the 320. So you give the 160, there's always going to be, that's going to be the least possible of how much a mechza shekel is going to be. Now, at the time when the coins which was in circulation were darkoinis, which is double the amount of a sala, and everyone give the half of the currency was that we give a sala. Not a half of that, but half of the darkon, which was the what was going on that day. So half of that is going to be a sala. Now, Bizman Shoyamid Bay Islam, when the coins were slum, when given his half a shekel, chatzisela, half of a sela, shushne dinar, which is two dinar. When the ongoing currency was a half of a sela, which is really a machza shekel, because the shekel ended up being a sela, so when everyone had to give their half a shekel once a year, they gave the sela itself, that was because in those days the coin was a chatzisela. They wouldn't give half of that, because the Jewish people never gave for half of a shekel, pachis mechatzis shekel, shalter, less than the half a shekel of the Torah, which even if the currency of that day is a half a sel, you don't give half of that. That is the half of the shekel, which was the biblical shekel. Halacha zayin, regarding who's obligated in this mitzvah. Hakol chayavim lit machatzis shekel, everyone's obligated to give this half a shekel. Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Begirim, and converts, Vavod, Meshacharim, and freed slaves, all Jewish people. Avalei nashim, not women, because it says in the pasuk, "Nosnu ish kriven avshei," a man, not a woman. But not slaves who have the halacha like women, and v'legitan, not minors. But v'nosnu, if they gave it wholeheartedly, mekamekem, they accepted from them. Avalei kutim shenosnu machzat shekel, but Samaritans, non-Jews who give the half a shekel, in mekamekem, we don't accept it from them. Katan shehischel av v'litin lav machzat shekel, a child, a minor that the father started giving for him, also a machzat shekel for his sake. Shuvay in the pesach, then he shouldn't stop. He should continue giving from every single year until he becomes an adult, being alatzmi, and then he'll give that child will give him for himself. Halachah regarding the time of the mitzvah. So hashkolim in noigim el b'fnei habayis. The mitzvah of shekel of machzah shekel only applies when the Beis Hamikdash is around. And it was much Beis Hamikdash came. Now, when the time when the Beis Hamikdash was around, they would give the shekel bein Eretz Yisrael with the living Eretz Yisrael, bein Mechutz Lo, whether out of Eretz Yisrael. Now, it was much Shachar, but when it's destroyed, the filled Eretz Yisrael, and again, then the custom does not apply even in Eretz Yisrael. The halacha. Halacha test. Be'echad ba'adr, in the first of Adar, mashmin al shkom. The announcement will go out regarding everyone about the machzah shekel, so everyone should be able to appear his half a shekel. The asalitin that he should be able to ultimately give it. On the 15th of Adar, Yoshva Shulchanim b'chamadina medina, the money changers would go out in every single city, and they would gently petition people to give their machzah shekel. Whoever would give it to them, they would take it from him. Whoever would not give, at that point they wouldn't force them yet to give. On the 25th of Adar, Yoshua b'Mikdash likbois, they would sit in by the Beis Hamikdash to collect. And from that point onwards, Koyfin es Mishalay Nosan Ashiyitin, they would force whoever did not give yet until he gives. Chomishalayitin, whoever doesn't give, Mamashkinai say, they would take collateral from him. But Loikin Avoyt Bakorchin, they would take the security from him against his will. Vaflikusus, even if it's his garment. Halacha Yod, Komisha in the Chay Bashkom, whoever is not obligated in Shkom, like women and slaves. Although his norm is to give, or who aslid, who's going to ultimately give like a child who is going to become an adult. Still, Imam Ashkenaz and I say, we don't take security from such a person. We never take security collateral from Kahanim for always. Because of ways of peace, because the service of the Kabbans, what we're collecting from for is on them. And if we're not going to give them some honor, it's going to come to some disputes. When they give them, we accept from them, and we collect from them until they give, but they don't take security from these individuals, including the Kahanim.